Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1247. We'll be reading two verses there, and then we'll be turning to the 8th chapter of Romans to read a couple of verses there also. Galatians, chapter 5, reading verses 16 and verse 25. Let's stand, please, as we read these verses, and we'll read them in unison. And let's read verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, page 1201 in your Scofield Bible. Romans chapter 8, first we'll read verse 14. And let's read that together, please. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And let's pray. Father, what a joyful experience it is to meet with our friends, our family here at First Baptist Church. We pray that as we meet today that our hearts will be centered on the message now. We thank you for the experience of the Lord's Supper. What a precious time. Now we need something from thee, from thy word. Thank you for our preacher who yields to thee and gives us that which you lay upon his heart. We pray for thy help today, for him, for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me say to you what I always say on the Lord's Supper morning. It is now 11:41. I will not preach past 12:10. You need not worry about what time I'll be finished. I'll be finished by 12:10. The service will be ended, and you'll be walking out of this auditorium, if you choose to do so, by 12:30. That's our usual schedule, and we'll keep it this morning. We're behind time, as always, on Lord's Supper Day. Now, this morning, the sermon I'm going to bring needs an hour, but I'm going to take it in about 28 minutes and or less and give it to you. Now, that means I'll not be able to elaborate a great deal. It means I want you to listen very, very, very carefully. I speak this morning on walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. Very few people understand what it means to walk in the Spirit. If you listen to me, you'll understand this morning. Every teenager, you want to have a happy life, but you're not going to have a happy life unless you walk in the Spirit. Now, you're just not going to do it. I hope you'll listen carefully. Father, bless me as I speak. Bless our dear people as they hear, and those who share with us as guests today. Feed us. This is the only Sunday morning service we're going to have this week. So feed us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Set up straight, listen very carefully. The purpose of your being on earth is the doing of God's will. That's why you're here. You're no uh-oh with God. God didn't look down and see you and say, I wonder who he is, but to keep him busy. No, God made you for a purpose. I don't care if you make $1 billion and don't fulfill the purpose, you're a flop as far as your life is concerned. I don't care if you become the king of the queen of England, the king of England, or the most important person in America. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you break Roger Maris's home run record. I don't care what you do. If you don't do the thing that God put you here to do, you're a flop. Hebrews 10:7. I come to do thy will, O God. We're told in the Bible in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10 to pray, thy will be done. That word will, thy will be done. In Colossians 1:9, I am to be filled with the knowledge of his will. And we're told in John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine. You're not going to know the Bible unless you do the will of God for your life. God gives a special insight to this book, to those who are in his will and doing his will, if you please. We are chosen to know his will, the Bible says, Acts 22:14, the God of our fathers hath chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will. 1 John 5:14, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. No wonder the psalmist said in 143 verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Then happily, he says in Psalm 40 and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O God. Now listen carefully. I want to pivot here a minute and ask the question, what is then?